Welcome back. Hope you are having a fantastic day. It is time for another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. Today, we are going to finish up what we've been talking about the last couple of episodes regarding confidence. So, you know, just to review real quick, the first one, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to the two previous podcasts before this, because we're going to tackle the topic of preparation and confidence building, you know, how to train like a successful soccer player, what does that look like? And we're going through a few different areas, like the mental area, focus, intensity, your mental engagement when you're training, your technical skills, being physically fit, soccer specific conditioning. Those are the areas we tackled already. We're going to talk about strength training, nutrition, smarts, which is your soccer IQ, and tactical skills as well. So let us dig in. So first up is strength training. And I know this sounds kind of strange, but strength training, for any of you, any parents that are listening that maybe were an athlete and did this, or any of the older players that are already doing this, you know through experience that strength training does build confidence. I know it sounds strange, but when you get into the gym, when you work on your strength and your athleticism, and you go through the type of training programs you need to do to get results, you know that you're confidence levels when you get out on the pitch goes up, right? It sounds crazy. I experienced it myself. You know, when you work hard on your conditioning as well, which you had talked about previously, when you work hard on your strength and conditioning for soccer, it has a huge impact, not just on your performance physically, because of the things you can now do. You know, you get stronger, quicker, more explosive, you know, jump higher, win more balls out of the air. You don't get knocked off the ball as much. You knock other people off the ball and all that. But when you know the effort you're putting in the gym to become a better athlete, it does wonders for your confidence when you go out and play. You know, when you see your 10-yard sprint times improving, and as I mentioned, you know, your verticals going up, or, you know, just simply the act of adding more weight to the bar for, say, you know, your squats or anything else you're doing, you're going to feel more confident in seeing that. You know, if you, let's say you start out and you're squatting 50 pounds or whatever, and, you know, like a couple of years later, it's 200 pounds. That does amazing things. Seeing that happen, seeing the weight go on the bar like that over time, does amazing things for your confidence. It actually is that simple. You know, when you get into a strength training program and you get past that beginner stage, and you know, your intensity goes up, though you add more weight and so forth, when you're grinding out, say, those final reps on your squat or your deadlift, you know, after you've increased the weight by 50, 75 pounds over the past couple of months, you are building mental toughness, right? And you push through that final rep where the bar moves so slowly, you almost can't see it moving. You're building your resilience. You're building your grit. You're developing a mental toughness that players who don't strength train will not have. And because of that, you're going to become a more confident player, more mentally tough player, more resilient player. You're going to have that grit and that determination and that perseverance that other players don't have. You know, that feeling of success, that physical grind of what you can do in the weight room, it absolutely has a positive effect on your mental state out on the pitch. You go out there and you feel not just physically stronger than your opponent, but mentally stronger because of what you've gone through with the physical training. And anyone who's done a proper strength training program knows that it builds that mental toughness to go with that physical strength, without a doubt. And strength training is also so important for soccer. It builds your overall athleticism. But soccer, we're getting better, but soccer's always kind of been behind other sports who finally embrace strength training. And soccer's always been more focused on conditioning and endurance. And I understand why from the, you know, the outside perspective, but look, it's a lot more important to be faster, to be quicker over two or three steps or over 10 or 15, 20 yards than it is to be faster over 50, 60, 70 yards, right? I mean, yeah, it happens once in a while, but it's rare that players are sprinting in a straight line for 50, 60 yards and getting up to their top speed, right? So, and two elements that are needed to be faster over shorter distances are power and speed, and both of them are related to strength. So if you want to get faster, you need to strength train. Absolutely. A proper strength training program is going to make you quicker, faster, more explosive, all those great things. Obviously, I created a program just for that, which has been probably my most popular program. Many of you have it at impactsoccerperformance.com. But the next thing on the list, which is, I think, maybe the most neglected, really, is and that's nutrition. We think that our young soccer players, right, they're physically active. They're actually outside. They're getting a lot of exercise, which just isn't true for a lot of young people today. They don't. And so they have a tendency to think that this makes nutrition like less important, because we kind of think of it usually in terms of, you know, burning off the calories of the junk food, as opposed to how that food affects us mentally and physically and affects our performance. We don't really look at it that way. Well, they can eat this junk because they're out there burning off those calories, but it's a lot more than that. It's about properly fueling your body so that you can perform at your best when you're playing your games, when you're practicing, when you're training on your own, when you're in the gym. And so nutrition is really often overlooked, and it's neglected because of that, and by everyone, whether it's soccer coaches. I know very, very, very few coaches or trainers who talk to their players about nutrition. Strength coaches as well. Parents don't. Like I just said, they just like, oh, well, they're out there getting exercise and burning off calories so they can eat whatever they want. And we focus so much on the physical development of the young athlete, but we're neglecting the nutrition aspect. And you can't separate them. They go together. Nutrition affects physical development of the young athlete. So all young athletes, not just soccer players, but all young athletes, including soccer players, need better nutrition than the typical kid who's not doing anything physical, right? Eating junk just because they'll burn it off is not really the approach we should be taking. They have these essential nutritional needs as athletes already, because young kids are in their most anabolic phase of their lives. By anabolic, I mean not drugs, just the body's natural state of building muscle, of their overall growth. And so, time out. Let me go back and just say for a second, because I know everybody likes to take little things now and we go to the extreme at all. But I'm not saying that young soccer players must be on this super strict, specialized diet and never eat anything that they really enjoy or that's considered junk food, or you know, that they need to pay attention to every single bite of food they take. But I think from what I've seen as a coach and trainer and in conversations I've had with parents and players, we need to do a better job. Players need to do a better job. Parents and coaches need to do a better job of making sure players understand the nutritional aspect of their development, and they need to eat better than the typical kid who sits around playing video games or tapping on their phone all day. They need to meet their nutritional requirements. Sure, I'm not saying they can't have that pizza after the game or that ice cream after the game, but cut back a little bit and start adding nutritional foods that they need, nutritional protein that they need, fruits and vegetables that they need. You know the deal. And so, because soccer players need better nutrition, not they can eat whatever because they burn it off. In order to perform at your best, to be at your best mentally, to be able to focus on your performance, you need to eat healthier. And as far as specifics, this will be really long, but go to thesoccerspecialist.com/nutrition. I have a really, really long article there. just saying it was really long probably is going to keep you from going, but go check it out and you get a lot more into specifics of, you know, why this needs to be eaten and specific foods you can eat and how it affects you and all that. So go check that out. And then also we have now, we're going to move on to smarts and tactics. Smarts, of course, being soccer IQ, because a high soccer IQ is going to take you a long, long way. One of the great things about soccer, and we've talked about this before as a player, is that there's so many things that can make you good at the game, that can take your play to the next level, that have nothing to do with your physical traits, nothing to do with your athleticism or your technical ability. Now, obviously, you need those things, but if you're average in those, you can become an above average player when you talk about your soccer IQ, because if you think faster, you're going to play faster, even if your physical soccer skills still need to improve. Because your soccer IQ, your decision making, play huge roles in the success or failure of you as a player or your entire team. So, well, okay, great. How do you train to think fast? Most of it is about your vision, your awareness, your anticipation. I think personally, and from what I've seen in the opinion of others who know the game well and know other sports as well, that the most important skill in soccer is your analytic ability. Right? If you want to succeed as a soccer player, you need a high level of soccer IQ, right? Of soccer intelligence. For example, to make a good decision with the ball, you must know what you're going to do with it before you get it. Now, part of that is being confident in your physical ability and your first touch to be looking around and taking in this information, right? So it all goes together. But even a lot of players with a good first touch don't know what's going on around them before they take that first touch. Then they take that first touch and look up, and by then it's too late, right? Because even a player with a fantastic first touch, they're going to struggle. They're going to struggle to play the game if they wait to take that first touch before they start analyzing their environment and thinking about their next move and understanding what's around them, right? That vision, that awareness, right? Things like that. Because the game becomes too fast to try and figure everything out after you've already received the ball. By then it's too late. By then it's too late. The defense is closed. You don't know what your options are, and that's when you turn it over. So thinking fast is knowing the situation before you take that first touch of the ball. Right, if making your only touch a pass, right, a first touch pass instead of taking that first touch creates an opportunity for your team, you must be prepared for that. Okay, so if you wait, you receive the ball, you take your first touch, and then you get your head up, you look beyond the ball to your surrounding environment, you're going to be under constant pressure. You're going to struggle to make good decisions. You're not, I shouldn't even say you're going to struggle to make good decisions. You're not going to have time to make good decisions, right? And that's thinking slowly. And a lot of people in watching players struggle with that, and vice versa, watching players who are good getting their head up and knowing what they're going to do before they get it to the outside, and to a lot of parents are thinking that player's either good or bad, but they're thinking solely in terms of their soccer skills, and they're not understanding the how much better a player can be if they process the information and know what they're going to do because they know what's around them before they receive the ball, right? And you don't change their physical skills at all, but they look now like a much better player because of taking in that information before they receive the ball, right? They go from what looks like thinking slowly to thinking quickly. And then of course in tactics and soccer IQ. So, in order to help with this, you got to watch more soccer. It amazes me how few soccer players actually watch soccer. But watching the game at a high level, if you're watching it to not just to be entertained and enjoy it as a spectator, but to learn, it will help improve both your soccer IQ and your understanding of tactical play. Because, look, in America, young basketball players, they watch basketball. Then they go out to the courts, they play pickup games for hours, and they try out their favorite players' moves, their favorite players' shots, their favorite players' passes. So watching and then playing and trying, it helps them understand the game better. It helps them to be bold. As a player, it helps them to be creative, and the same could be true for soccer players. Watch the games, learn from what's going on, analyze what's happening, what's the decision that's being made, why is it being made? Is it pass, shoot, dribble, make a run? If you're an older player and you can sit through doing this, film your games and watch the footage. You know, ask one of your parents to help too, and maybe even just taking game and taking out clips, both things you did well, because that's important too, right? Reinforce it and help build your confidence. And things that you can look at and say, okay, well, I did this and it didn't work, and this is why, and this is what I need to change and work on in order to get a better result, right? When I talk about mistakes again, mistakes, not a problem. That's how we learn, as long as we're willing to learn from those mistakes. Now, on that note, real quick, for parents that are listening, don't force your young players to watch a lot of film, okay? Most of them can't sit through it. They get bored easily. You don't want to turn them off from it because it is a great learning tool. So, and if you watch with them, if you do get them to watch, and start, make it short. Don't make them watch games. Like I said, get clips. Maybe make them watch, not make them, but you know what I mean. Have them watch 2 or 3 minutes at a time. And if you watch with them, please be sure you don't make it about you criticizing the player and, you know, well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why did you mess this up? They're never going to watch themselves again. And then you're taking away a avenue for them to develop as a player by turning them off from watching game film of themselves that can help them. So let the player take charge in that. Encourage it. And like I said, if it's a young player, very young player, and they're willing to watch, make it short clips. More good things than things that need improvement. Always end the clip with something that's good. You know, most young players, they will tune out if you try and make them watch an entire game. Okay, so a couple minutes here and then, that's all you really need. You know, there's so much that happens in the game that they don't really need to see in terms of helping with their development. So clip out the things that can be helpful. Another one is, hey, play FIFA. Yeah, the video game. You got it. Right? It's almost another way of watching soccer, but you're a little more involved, obviously, when you're playing. So, and getting players to watch the pros, it can take a lot of work for whatever reason. A lot of players don't watch. I don't understand it, but that's where we are. But playing a video game, playing soccer in the video game, that should be a little easier sell. And they're going to learn many of the same things by playing FIFA that they learn from watching it. And like I said, it might stick better in their brains because they're making a lot of the decisions because they're actively involved. Okay, so that's it. We are going to leave it there. That is, it's ended up being a three-parter. Hopefully you got something out of it. Uh-oh, my mic is like redlining. I hope this turned out well with the audio. I got a little loud. But we're going to leave it there. Once again, thank you so much for listening, for letting other people know, for starting to build up a new Facebook group after what happened last time. I don't know if I mentioned this last time or not, because I did this recently. I put everything in one place now. So if you want to check out Impact Soccer Performance or Impact Soccer System or Impact Total Touch Training, Dominate Game Day, brand new Chasing Greatness, go to thesoccerspecialist.com/programs. Everything's right there with links to the individual programs and the books and all that. Thank you, everybody, who went out and got Chasing Greatness. By the way, it hit number one new release in a few different categories, including soccer coaching. I really, really do appreciate that. If you were one of the first people that got it, and if you've already read it, I would really, really appreciate it if you go back and leave a review or even just a rating. The more of those that we can get, the more Amazon is going to show that book to other potential readers, which would be awesome. I really do appreciate that. I'm going to leave it there. Once again, this one got kind of long. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go out and get some touches on the ball, and I will talk to you later.